This is Akashwani, the news, read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has outlined India's unwavering commitment to combat terrorism following the success of Operation Sindoor. Addressing the nation yesterday evening, he said that the world has seen India's capabilities and it is clear terrorists will no longer be spared. Mr. Modi said Operation Sindoor has sent an unambiguous message to terrorist groups and their supporters that any attack on India and its citizens will be met with full force.
Operation Sindoor, ye sirf naam nahi hai. Nyay ki akhand pratigya hai. 6 mai ki der raat. 7 मई की सुबह पूरी दुनिया ने इस प्रतिज्ञा को परिणाम में बदलते देखा.
The Prime Minister said that India will not engage in any discussions with Pakistan except those concerning terrorism and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. He criticized the Pakistani government and military for supporting terrorism, warning that such actions could lead to their downfall.
मैं आज विश्व समुदाय को भी कहूंगा हमारी घोषित नीति रही है अगर पाकिस्तान से बात होगी तो टेररिज्म पर ही होगी अगर पाकिस्तान से बात होगी तो पाक ऑक्युपाइड कश्मीर पीओके उस पर ही होगी पाकिस्तानी फौज पाकिस्तान की सरकार जिस तरह आतंकवाद को खाद पानी दे रहे हैं वो एक दिन पाकिस्तान को ही समाप्त कर देगा पाकिस्तान को अगर बचना है तो उसे अपने टेरर इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का सफाया करना ही होगा
Mr. Modi said that temporary suspension of the Operation Sindoor is not a conclusion as India will continue to assess Pakistan's every move in the coming days to ensure that its future actions align with its commitments. He said that within the first 3 days of launch of Operation Sindoor, Pakistan suffered destruction far beyond its expectations. He noted that Pakistan, in its appeal, assured that it would cease all terrorist activities and military aggression against India. In light of the statement, Prime Minister said India reviewed the situation and decided to temporarily suspend its counter-operations against Pakistan's terrorist and military installation. Mr. Modi outlined 3 key pillars of India's security doctrine.
Pahla, Bharat par aatanki hamla hua, to muh tod jawab diya jayega. Hum apne tarike se, apni sharton par jawab dekar rahenge. हर उस जगह जाकर कठोर कार्रवाई करेंगे जहां से आतंक की जड़ें निकलती हैं दूसरा कोई भी न्यूक्लियर ब्लैकमेल भारत नहीं सहेगा न्यूक्लियर ब्लैकमेल की आड़ में पनप रहे आतंकी ठिकानों पर भारत सटीक और निर्णायक प्रहार करेगा तीसरा हम आतंक की सरपरस्त सरकार और आतंक के आकाओं को अलग अलग नहीं देखेंगे
Director General Air Operations Air Marshal A.K. Bharti has stressed that India's fight was with the terrorists and their support infrastructure and not with Pakistan military. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday on Operation Sindoor, he said it is a pity that the Pakistan military chose to intervene and bat for the terrorists, which compelled Indian armed forces to respond in kind.
We also iterated that our fight was with terrorists. And their support infrastructure and not with Pakistan military. However, it is a pity that the Pakistan military chose to intervene and bat for the terrorist, which compelled us to respond in kind. Dosto, hamari ladai atankwad aur atankwadiyon ke khilaf thi. Isliye 7 mai ko humne keval atankwadi thikano par hi hamla kiya tha.
Air Marshal Bharti gave details about how Indian forces minimized damage to both civilian and military infrastructure of the country during Operation Sindoor. Home Minister Amit Shah has saluted the unparalleled valor of Indian armed forces and called them the shield of the country and destroyer of its enemies. In a social media post, Mr. Shah congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his exemplary leadership in delivering justice to the departed souls of Pahalgam terror attack. He added that Mr. Modi has always proven that no enemy of the country can go unpunished. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar also praised Prime Minister's address to the nation and called it inspirational. In a social media post, he mentioned that a promise has been redeemed by the government through Operation Sindoor. Union Minister and BJP Chief Jagat Prakash Nadda has also lauded the Prime Minister's address and said that it reflects country's unwavering commitment against Pakistan and terrorism. In a social media post, he said that under Operation Sindoor, the Prime Minister has once again warned Pakistan while referring to the valour of Indian armed forces. The BJP will organise an 11-day-long Tiranga Yatra across the country from today, following the success of Operation Sindoor. It has been organised as part of the BJP's outreach to people about the Modi government's determined leadership and the valour of armed forces. The campaign, which will continue till the 23rd of this month, will also involve prominent members of the society, ex-servicemen and social workers. Party sources said that campaign's tone will not be overtly political, but they are looking to galvanise people over an issue which has drawn support from all sections of the society. The Director General of Military Operation level talks were held between India and Pakistan yesterday evening. In a statement, Indian Army said that issues related to continuing the commitment that both sides must not fire a single shot or initiate any aggressive or inimical action against each other were discussed. It was also agreed that both sides consider immediate measures to ensure troop reduction from the borders and forward areas. In Punjab, 14 people have died and 6 others have been hospitalized after allegedly consuming spurious liquor at Majita in Amritsar district. Deputy Commissioner Sakshi Sani said that it was an unfortunate tragedy and confirmed that 14 people have died so far and assured that the government is extending all possible assistance. She said medical teams were immediately rushed to the affected areas and are still conducting door-to-door visits. Ms. Sani also stated that the alleged suppliers have been arrested and further investigation is underway.
एक बहुत ही अनफॉर्चुनेट ये जो ट्रेजेडी हुई है मजीठा हमारा जो हल्का है वहाँ पर कुछ लोगों ने स्प्यूरियस लिकर जहरीली शराब जो कंज्यूम की थी 5 विलेजेस से हमें फिर रिपोर्ट्स आने शुरू हो गए कि लोग क्रिटिकल स्थिति में थे हमने तुरंत जो है अपनी टीम्स रश करके मेडिकल टीम्स अभी भी हमारी मेडिकल टीम्स जो है डोर टू डोर जाके उनको हम लोग फिर भी अभी भी हॉस्पिटल पहुंचा रहे हैं ताकि उनका बचाव हो सके अनफॉर्चुनेटली अभी तक इस हादसे में 14 लोगों की डेथ हो चुकी है.
The Jammu and Kashmir government has decided to reopen schools and colleges in non-border districts of Jammu as well as Kashmir divisions from today. Education Minister Sakina Itu informed this in a social media post yesterday. This decision was taken after comprehensive review of the ground situation in the aftermath of recent cross-border shelling incidents. However, the educational institutions in border areas will remain closed as a precautionary measure for safety of students as well as staff. The domestic benchmark indices opened in the red today following geopolitical tensions. Sensex declined 842 points to 81,589 in early trade, while Nifty dropped 210 points to 24,714 in the early trade. The stoppage of military actions between India and Pakistan and the de-escalation of the US-China trade war resulted in major gains for markets in the last trading session. Marginal buying was seen in the small-cap and mid-cap stocks. The 78th edition of Cannes Film Festival will begin in France today. The 12-day film extravaganza will play host to hundreds of celebrities, actors and filmmakers. This year's theme is Lights, Beauty and Action, a powerful philosophy rooted in confidence, self-worth and the belief that everyone is inherently deserving. Deemed as one of the biggest film festivals of the year, Cannes also serves as a runway for celebrities to display their exquisite outfits. The Board of Control for Cricket in India has announced that the Indian Premier League IPL 2025 will resume on the 17th of this month after a week-long pause due to rising tensions between India and Pakistan. It was suspended on May 9 after India launched Operation Sindoor. However, no matches will be played in Mohali or Dharamshala. The final of the IPL will now be played on June 3rd with the playoffs to be played from May 29 onwards. And that is the end of this news bulletin. Button.